Coach, that's the second time against West Virginia that you found a second half lineup you liked and just rode it.
Yeah.
What about this group tonight?
Well, I thought that West Virginia was a lot better than us the first half. We were awful. And but we guarded okay, but we didn't rebound, and obviously we couldn't score. In the second half, I'm not saying we played great, but we actually got pretty good looks, and then we really guarded and rebounded better. And so, but you know, we won the game, but I don't know we would have won it unless Isaiah was in the game. So he really helped us second half.
What was the difference in the second half in your team valuing the ball more so than they did in the first half and then forcing mistakes for West Virginia?
Well, I don't know if we really forced mistakes as much as Marcus Garrett forced mistakes. Dana's here. She's a national rider, CJ. Who guards better than him anywhere? He guarded 1 through 5 today. You know, he just took guys with the game on the line. He had 3 steals in a row on 3 consecutive possessions, if I'm not mistaken. And he's unbelievable defensively. And I really thought he controlled the game on that end. And then I thought Dot was better the second half. And Doak was a lot better second half. So when your two best players play pretty well, we got a chance. But you know that didn't happen the first half. But I don't know. We probably just value the ball, and they do a good job of making us play bad, which they do most people. But I think we kind of got in a little bit of a rhythm second half.
It seemed like Oscar was the best big man on the floor for a lot of the game. Yeah. When did you feel that shift? When did you Doak kind of take?
Well, Oscar was the best big guy. But I mean, let's call it like it is. Doak didn't play the first half. And then when he was in there, he wasn't effective at all. Yeah, he was by far the best big. And then the second half, I'm not saying Doak was the best for the half, but he was the best down the stretch.
What do you think of just the defensive impact of him and Marcus? I mean,
those guys are good defenders. You know, it's we did a good, you know, our first half, we do a really good job for the most part of icing or down and ball screens, and West Virginia didn't set many of them. And so when they did, they made us look bad because we weren't really expecting it as much. And so, but the second half, we did a better job of keeping it on one side. And then, of course, Doak didn't play great offensively, but defensively, I thought he really protected the rim well. We kind of just hung in there, and then they hit a dry spell when we guarded pretty well. And during that time, you know, we didn't play great, but we make a couple of shots and make your free throws, and next thing you know, you're up 5 or 7.
And Moss is the guy that put you up 5. What did you think of how he played?
I thought he was good. You know, I thought what did he make, 3 threes? One in the first half and 2 in the second. And the one in the corner I thought was the one that put us up 3, and then he made 2 free throws to put us up 5. Is that right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was huge. But the big thing is that their number stayed at 46, 47, or 49. So even when we didn't score, miss free throws, it wasn't like it hurt us like it would be if they were knocking down shots.
You saw some emotion from Isaiah after a couple of those makes.
Yeah.
Have you seen much of that from him?
A little bit, but probably more tonight. You know, this, you guys know this. This was not artistic at all, but this was a grinded out, tough road win that you play, that you have, you know, sometimes when you're going through your second round of conference. But it is nice to know that the guys are hanging their hat on that. And my teams that I've had that have been my best teams, you know, obviously they can play both ends, but I think when you make shots, the tendency is to relax because you always know you can come back. But when you don't make shots, the tendency is we got to grind harder than ever because we can't allow them to create more separation, and that's kind of what this team's doing.